This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Amid a trade war with rival China, U.S. President Trump's moving to ease tensions with allies. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president's lifting import taxes on Canadian and Mexican steel and aluminum, clearing the way for approval of a trade pact between the three nations. He slapped on the tariffs last year in the name of national security, and Canada had resisted approving the deal while they were in place.
They were hurting Canadian consumers, Canadian workers, and American workers and American consumers.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Ontario, shortly before President Trump's spoke here in Washington, where he did not address the tariffs, but pushed Congress to approve the deal.
A fantastic deal for our country.
The White House says he's now holding off on deciding whether to put tariffs on foreign vehicles, which would have a big impact on Europe and Japan. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has defied a congressional subpoena and refused to give the House Ways and Means Committee copies of President Trump's tax returns. More from AP's Mike Rossi.
The Trump administration missed Friday's deadline set by the House Ways and Means Committee to produce 6 years of President Donald Trump's tax returns. In a letter, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he will not comply with the subpoena because the request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. The rejection was expected. Chairman Richard Neal said the Ways and Means Committee will take the matter to court, possibly as early as next week. Democrats point to a 1924 law that directs the IRS to furnish tax return information when requested to the chairs of Congress's tax writing committees. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said Friday that two of his envoys went to Norway to begin exploration of a dialogue with the opposition in order to build a peaceful agenda. Speaking at the event,